Thank you, Juniper. Thank you to White Whale and all of our readers tonight, everyone for joining us. Myself and Joan, very excited to have you join the Hemingway series in this futuristic form of the series as we come to each other through video rather than by way of a bar room. So these intros are always a little weird. They're weird in the back room at Hemingway's, and they've become odder now to try to collect my thoughts about what's going to happen tonight and what's been happening to myself, to you, to everyone in the world. And having each other in that bar room means a lot. The spaces we share are one of the things that we've lost, and it might not be as central as the people that we've lost, the people in our families, friends that maybe we have not been able to share space with or have tragically passed away and died during this pandemic. To my mind, entirely unnecessarily so. But this past year, not being able to share space in the way that we used to, you've become, certainly I have, become much more aware of my body, much more than I really paid attention to it before, other than to notice it in the mirror and say, ugh, what the hell is going on there? Better get that checked out. But the body is a container for our worry and our fear and our stress. That has been pretty central to my experience this past year. But also the body as an object in space, an object in motion. I know early on during the pandemic, when we really didn't know what was going on or how this was being transferred, going to a grocery store was an Olympic level activity for me and my wife. Just navigating the store and trying to keep that 6-foot buffer between myself and the rest of the people in the store was one of the most stressful things I've done in my life. And just thinking that, is this avocado that I'm buying going to kill me? Am I going to die to get this avocado? Am I going to be a carrier? And I will be okay, but somebody I care about will get sick because I needed, a box of cereal. It was very stressful, and you become very self-aware of how your body moves around other people and the distance, that cushion that we had to keep. So we're objects in space, our bodies in motion. Last week, during my intro bit, I read a bit from the poet Hanif Adorakib's new book of essays. I'll hold it up here. I'm going to read a smidgen of that right now. He has in this book, which is called The Little Devil in America, an essay collection, a recurring group of essays sharing the same title, which is On Times I Have Forced Myself Not to Dance. And thinking about bodies in motion this week made me think about the series of essays because I had been reading the book. In the final essay, in the final couple of sentences from the book, he writes this about this essay. I am sorry that this one is not about movement or history or dance, but instead about stillness, about all of the frozen moments that I have been pulled back from in service of attempting another day. And thinking about the stillness of this past year, where I've tried to keep very, very small and inhabit a very small space where my body's not interacting or in connection with the people I love or the people in the community. A poem kept coming back to me these last few days, really, with the CDC lifting the mask ban and all of that. And that poem I will read in its entirety. It's a short one. And that poem is The Dancing by Gerald Stern, Pittsburgh writer. The Dancing. In all of these rotten shops, in all this broken furniture and wrinkled ties and baseball trophies and coffee pots, I have never seen a post-war Philco with the automatic eye, nor heard Ravel's Bolero the way I did in 1945 in that tiny living room on Beechwood Boulevard, nor danced as I did then, my knives all flashing, my hair all streaming, my mother red with laughter, my father cupping his left hand under his armpit, doing the dance of old Ukraine, the sound of his skin, half drum, half fart, the world at last a meadow, the three of us whirling and singing, the three of us screaming and falling, as if we were dying, as if we could never stop. In 1945, in Pittsburgh, beautiful, filthy Pittsburgh, home of the evil melons, 5,000 miles away from the other dancing, in Poland and Germany. Oh God of mercy, oh wild, wild God. Oh wild God, whirling and singing here in this dirty old town, this beautiful, filthy Pittsburgh. It's a home that can still surprise us. This week in particular, this home surprised me very kindly with the election. And tonight with these poets and the audience that have gathered here, together but apart, with friends, with family, with all of our loved ones who might be around us right now, together, let's do some dancing. I think maybe it's time that we did. And now I'll turn it over to Diane Kerr. Thank you.